has what?
If a person is able to get things, you know, if he has, if a person is able to gain favors from a city hall, what might you say he has?
I don't pay much.
Say that.
I don't pay much attention to them, and I don't know too much about them.
I don't know what to
call them. They gain favors by it. Pay and buy and other, but you don't.
Okay.
I don't know what you call.
All right. What about just judging from what you've seen and heard and read over the years, and TV and radio and everything. City employees, that after a person gets elected and so he brings in maybe his relatives and things like that, a city employee that has no real job, that has no real function, no responsibility and performs no services, but draws a salary, what might you call him or her?
When does he? Anyway.
Well, is there a term that you've ever heard for that?
No, I knew there was some on payroll that were false accusations, but I never did know that there was any that just didn't have any kind of a job. I thought they had some excuse for being there.
Okay, now, other than the corporate names, the very large stores, what do you call those?
Food stores?
Yeah, the very large.
Supermarkets.
And a small neighborhood store that stays open late at night, and maybe opens early in the morning. What might you call it?
They call that a convenience store now. We used to just call them a neighborhood grocery.
Okay. Did you ever hear them call mom and pop stores?
Just recently, I've heard them call that on TV once in a while, but
they might be
I've never heard that.
We never did have that. That's from Yankee, I think, it's come down here.
All right, if there's a store that just sells certain types of meats or just certain types of dishes, very special.
Specialized.
All right. What else might you call it? Like, let's say it's a Jewish store, sells kosher foods.
Well, I guess so.
We would just say it was a Jewish grocery, kosher store, or a specialty store.
Well, not only
okay, would you ever call anything stores like
Delicatessen?
Yeah, would you ever call that?
Well, I guess so. We never patronize those very much.
They're more or less in the central part of town, and they're used for lunches.
Right.
Well, not only that,
take them off them.
Their food isn't fresh, their salaries have been paid a long time, and we just simply come home and make our own.
Okay. What kinds of things do some people have in their kitchen to heat food when they don't want to bother with the stove or the oven?
We have a warmer, we have
small oven.
Some people have a small oven, some have what they call a warmer. It just comes low.
What about one of those things you plug in that you might be able to fry eggs in? What do you call those?
Well, we have an electric fry pan that's very handy. And you can even roast in that with a top on it. And
you have the toaster, you have the waffle iron, you have the percolator.
How about the real new ones? They got these real new things just very, very recently. The very small ovens that work
microwave.
Is that it? Okay. How about, is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in this area?
Yes.
There used to be. I haven't had
on Red Road about
8 to 10
o'clock.
Okay, what would you call it?
I guess they just call it coin laundry.
A washout. Over that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Where you go get gossip.